The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
And you just like totally.
I love Gooch. I love Auntie Vera. I'm just saying. And I didn't actually. Gooch did not change keys in the middle of his. But Tom, every time. I don't care. He re-records it for each different contest that Fatty has. Every time. Two different keys.
Tom didn't call. Didn't call us. By the way, yeah, but he did. He did send me a private message. So,
Woodhaven.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't care.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2562. I say chew. Oh, the BFO for Wednesday, the 22th of November 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some voice letters, and we're going to do a little nattering. Hello, sneaker outerers. Big Fatty, is that even a word? I don't know. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it is the day. In the U.S. of A., it is the day. It is the day before Spanksgiving, and y'all, oftentimes, people kind of sneak out a little early from their respective coal mines. So, y'all, that's why you're sneaker outerers. And, y'all, this is one of the busiest travel days. Big Fatty, are you going to be able to keep your lunch down? I hope so. One of the busiest travel days around. I think one busier than this is coming up on Sunday when everybody returns back home. But y'all, Spanksgiving is always a busy travel day, both at the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto, and on the expressways. Yes, Big Fatty, especially the 101. I know. And y'all, it's just everybody's kind of going into, for a lot of people, they'll get Thursday and right off, unless, of course, they are in retail. Yes, Big Fatty, because that's for rent. And that's a busy day. It's true. But a lot of folks do have that Friday off also. So, anyway, y'all, it's kind of the start of a four-day, maybe a four-and-a-half-day weekend. Big Fatty, let the drinking begin. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, which happens to be the day before Spanksgiving this year, y'all, Spanksgiving is, early this year, relatively early anyway, I think the earliest it can be is on the 22th, is that right? Yes, Big Fatty, today, the 22th, y'all, it is one of the most special celebrations of exiting the birth canal here at the BFO. Y'all, he's such a dear friend. He's been here to the villa. And y'all is just a kind person. He has undertaken, Big Fatty, that's a play on words, isn't it? It is. He's undertaken a new profession, y'all, is doing that stand-up comedy. Yes, Big Fatty, and a dog sitter also. He is a professional dog sitter as well. It is none other than Tom from Tom and Terry from up there in the Chicago's. Big Fatty, we love Digga. It's true. And y'all, seems to me like I saw in the previous years, Digga and T. Wiggles visit the Walnut Hills for Spanksgiving. Big Fatty, I hope those cleaners have cleaned off the top of the china cabinet out there. I know what you mean. But Anyway, y'all, Digga I Do Know is on the Twitty, and I don't know if he's on the Space. Big Fatty, you don't know if anybody's on the Face Space because you're not on it. Well, that's true. But y'all, if you see Digga on the Twitty or the Face Space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he does not get any mushrooms or pickles, because he hates them, but I hope he gets a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Midwest Matt. And I just went shopping, and I wanted to let you know I got quite a deal. They had sugar-free Whitman samplers. The boxes, you save $3 on those. On the freezer bags, I got 4 of those and saved 49 cents a piece on those. I got no added sugar vanilla ice cream, and that was on. I saved $2.19 on that, a no added sugar apple pie, and I saved nothing on that. But if you spent over $25, and I barely squeaked by, I was like $25.46, you could get a turkey for 39 cents a pound. So I ended up spending $3.91 on about a 10-pound turkey. So I spent $31.05. But I saved $20.84. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Midwest Matt. And Matt, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. In fact, it's been a month of Sundays since we've heard your voice. And thank you for that coupon report. You know, my Northeast Straight boyfriend, Dan, y'all, he'll be going through withdrawals. He'll be going through withdrawals because I won't have a coupon to read out to him today. So, Matt, maybe your temporary cure, Benny. English is hard. It is indeed hard. And but 39 cents a pound for a tom turkey is an excellent, just an excellent price, and it's a good thing that frozen novelty treat ice cream stuff wasn't on sale, because you would not have had your $25. Big Fatty, he probably would have just gotten something else. Well, maybe so, but anyway, hope old Tom Turkey is tasty for you tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I. Not in real world. I called you a few hours ago to give you my receipt. In your world, I have no idea how far apart these two voicemails are going to be. But I'm listening to Monday's show, the 13th of November. So when you play this in like January, you know when I actually called. And you're talking about your freezing willy, which made me giggle and prompted me to call. I have recently started seeing someone, and his nickname is Spicy McWilly. So there's that. So you made me think of that while you were talking about your freezing willy. So yeah, I finally found myself a man. Go figure. Ha! I only took me 7.5 years. All right,
help
us all. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I see all that, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear you. Big Fatty, she didn't have a coupon. It's true. It's Princess Hannah evidently is about 10 days. About 10 days between those two calls. Big Fatty. very always on the cusp. But anyway, Hot Spicy Willy and Chili Willy, Big Fatty, you had the Chili Willy. It's true. And y'all, I've been looking at the weather over in Hatletta, and y'all, it is significantly cooler over there. Downright almost cold. I'm going to have to take my flannel camisole with me when I go over there. Yes, Big Fatty, the flannel camisole. Glad that Hot Spicy Willy is tickling your funny bone. Big Fatty, is that what we're calling it now? Yes.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shaggy. I'm on holiday in Italy.
Oh,
yes. Italy, yes. And Mexico.
Oh, yes.
And, yes.
Spaghetti.
We travel from Verona on a bus to a smaller town by Lake Garda called Sirmione.
Oh.
It's very nice.
Oh.
There are no toilets that I can find.
What?
I really want to have a wee.
You have to TT?
I can't even do it in the bushes because there are too many people around.
Oh.
It's very inconsiderate. It's because it's out of the tourist season.
Oh, yeah.
I really don't think that any tourists here need
Nobody
to have a wee.
Nobody TTs then.
No, but these are the issues of the day.
Oh.
You know,
uh-huh.
Civilization falls and rises and falls on people's need to have a wee. It's very inconsiderate.
Or number two.
But, there you go. I've had plenty of food.
Oh.
I've had pizzas.
Pizza
I've had
pie?
Ice cream, gelato.
Oh, yes.
And, you know.
Was it on sale?
I've been
sale?
Able to poo those ones out.
Oh,
it's all been fine.
Vulgar.
No, it's very minute. It's my birthday.
Oh,
it's my party.
Yes.
And I'll wee if I want to, except
yes.
I can't wee because there's nowhere to wee.
Yes.
Very,
yes.
Very selfish of the Italians, I think.
Very but, selfish. Uh-huh.
Anyway, I just thought I'd update you
who
on my current toilet needs. Oh. And brother
well,
Thomas meets you next. I'm sure
you've
I've either
yourself.
Had a good wee or I'll have exploded.
Don't forget Shark Week.
Still.
Shark Week.
So pretty.
Yes.
Couldn't
no.
be a nicer place to desperately need a wee.
Maybe we'll do TT
so
Week.
I'll speak to you again soon.
Okay.
And, hello, poodle.
Hi.
Lovely poodle.
Yes.
Yes. I know.
Yes.
Maybe I'll just go swimming in the lake.
Oh.
Maybe you'll know if I do a wee in the lake.
Oh,
yes.
Toppy would
Thank
like
you
that.
Soon, Big Fatty. Bye
okay.
for now.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Oh. Oh. Oh, Big Fatty, did his colon explode? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti. And, Paul, thank you so much for the call. It's always lovely to hear from you. And Big Fatty, I'm worried about him. It sounded like he had some sort of a TT bomb or something. Big Fatty, that sounded But y'all, he is evidently over there in that Italian Mussolini spaghetti Mexico for his birthday. His birthday was back on the 10th, so we're about 12 days from that point. Big Fatty, I hope he found some place to TT in 12 days. Well, it sounds to me like if he's had a few food, baby. Fatty, that's vulgar. Paul, it's Italy. Big Fatty has been to Italy, Mexico, and it is just lovely. And I hope you enjoy it. And maybe give us a call back while you're over there in Italy. Big Fatty, that would just be lovely. But it is long distance. It might cost a pretty penny.
Fart, it's bacon. I just went to the Kohl's. I got $10 in Kohl's cash if you want to have it. I should have given it to you last week. Well, I just got it on Sunday, I think, or maybe Saturday. I can't remember. But anyway, I had to go to the Kohl's cash because they failed to take my little thing off my little sweater shirt that I just bought. But now I'm super excited because tomorrow, my garage smells. Ooh, what does it smell like? Ooh, some smells in my garage and I'm just in here with my car or whatever. If it goes kaboom, you're probably not going to get this message. I wonder if they'll find this message on my phone or the pieces of my phone that are left. You know what I do? I run into the deep freeze and then I know I'm far enough ahead or whatever. And then when I open my door, I hit the Can-Am, and sometimes I'm too fat to get out of my car. I have to back out and pull back in or whatever, because we're squished in here. But anyway, all right, so I went to the Kohl's, bought a shirt. They didn't take the little magnet tag thing off or whatever. I just went back and exchanged it. And then I went to the gas station to spend money I don't have on things I don't need, like a diet soda and chocolate covered peanuts, because, you know, that's on my diet.
Yeah, I guess you know that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And lovely to hear that you went to the Kohl's and got the Kohl's cash. Now, Miss Bacon, you sent that to me, let's see, about a week ago. So that Kohl's cash is probably expired. You know, it expires after a week or so. And Miss Bacon, I don't know if you know this or not, but there's something called BlackFriday.com. And I'm going to it right now. Yes, Big Fatty, you're not prepared, but you can go over there and you can get a look at, ahead of time. To see what the different stores are going to have on sale on Black Friday. And I'm looking now at the Kohl's. I don't know how much Kohl's cash you had, but if you go in on Black Friday, you can get $15 of Kohl's cash. They only do it like once a year or something like that. Anyway, I'm just looking here to see what they had on the Kohl's cat the ad. They've got a TV machine on sale, and let's see what else they got over here. They've got some sort of massage chair and some sort of speakers for your TV machines and. Let's just see. Y'all, but just go. You type in BlackFriday.com. And y'all, if you you know, Big Fatty has got the Nest. He's got the Nest cameras and thermostats and everything. And y'all, they don't put those things on sale. The coupons don't apply to the Nest items. But you do get the Kohl's cash on those things. So y'all, if you're considering any of you know, high ticket items, even if they don't give you the coupons, you still get the Kohl's cash. And y'all, it looks like, dear Gussie, y'all, this the Kohl's, and y'all, I'm this is absolutely the truth. The Kohl's Black Friday ad is 64 pages. Benny! Y'all, you might want to buy the newspaper on Friday so you can see. And that, y'all, that's just one of y'all. The I always like on Black Friday to weigh the newspaper just to see how much it weighs. I think one year it weighed about 10 pounds because everybody puts their circular in there on the Black Friday. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely turkey day if you're in the U.S. of A. Now, remember, if you're making Tom Turkey dinner, the stores are going to close early, so those folks can, so they can go and enjoy the time with their families and all, too, so they'll be closing today, Wednesday. They'll be closing early and they'll be closed tomorrow. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Dubious Intentions. That's at Daniel Bieber and old Crooked Hat. And Adam, what are you going to plan for Thanksgiving?
I don't care.
Oh, well, why don't you get the... I don't either.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.